All right, folks, Brandon Cole here, coming at you live with another dose of Stoic State of Mind. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being emotionless robots? Hold on a second. We're not talking about suppressing your feelings here, we're talking about mastering them, about navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. And today, we're diving into something crucial. Forgiveness. Yeah, I said it. Forgiveness. That word can sometimes feel like carrying around a heavy backpack full of baggage from past hurts and resentments. But let me tell you, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's self-destructive, plain and simple. So, how do we cultivate the superpower called forgiveness? Let's break it down. First off, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what you did was okay. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip those negative emotions have on you. It's a conscious choice to let go of anger, resentment, bitterness, all that heavy stuff that weighs you down. Second, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, flawed, and prone to messing up. Holding on to grudges means holding on to the idea that someone is less than human, which is simply not true. People are complex, they make choices, sometimes bad ones, but that doesn't define them entirely. Third, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Be kind to yourself as you navigate these feelings. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel strong, and moments where the anger resurfaces. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep choosing forgiveness over resentment. Fourth, focus on the benefits. Holding on to anger consumes your energy, steals your joy, and keeps you stuck in the past. Forgiveness, on the other hand, liberates you. It frees you from that burden of bitterness and allows you to move forward with peace and clarity. And finally, remember this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about reclaiming your power, your peace, and your happiness. Don't let the past hold you hostage. Choose forgiveness, choose freedom. Think back to a time when someone wronged you deeply, maybe a friend betrayed your trust or a colleague sabotaged your work. You probably felt anger, hurt, resentment, right? That knot in your stomach? The bitter taste in your mouth? You might have even replayed the situation over and over, feeling those negative emotions. But what if you could choose to let go of that pain? Imagine how much lighter you'd feel. How much more energy you'd have to focus on positive things in your life. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase the past, but it frees you from its grip. So, what can you do right now to start cultivating forgiveness? Perhaps begin by acknowledging those feelings of anger and resentment. Name them, feel them, but don't let them control you. Then take a deep breath and consciously choose to release that grip. Visualize letting go of the burden, sending it out into the universe with love and compassion. It might not be easy at first, but remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Now, I want to hear from you. Think about a situation where you're struggling to forgive someone, maybe a family member, a friend, or even yourself. What's holding you back? Share your thoughts in the comments below. We're all in this together, and sometimes, just voicing those feelings can be the first step towards healing. Remember, friends, forgiveness is not about condoning wrongdoings, it's about liberating yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's a journey, a practice, a conscious choice to embrace peace and let go of the past. So take that first step today. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and watch your world transform. As always, keep cultivating that stoic state of mind, one powerful choice at a time. I'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of inspiration and wisdom. Until then, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.